Fasten your chin strap and get ready for the snap. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. Sports Animals VFL QB is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
I just got the notification on my computer that tomorrow is Independence Day, and it sounds so much cooler when you say it like that. 4th of July is great, that's awesome, but Independence Day, that is just, literally it is as American as it gets. Now, another American thing is being a business owner, local businesses, and that's where I'm at today. Better Mattress, 9314 Kingston Pike, across from the Home Depot, right next to the Maple Street Biscuit Company. And Brian, I know you wish you were out here today.
I do, because I would have already had Maple Street Biscuits, and I would be hanging out with you and Kingston Pike Mike, so it'd be good stuff.
Yeah, well, and Chad's actually here now, and Kingston Pike Mike's making an appearance.
Very nice.
Yeah, but I got to give him a shout out. He already brought me some orange juice from Maple Street.
All right.
Yeah, they waited until the time that you weren't here to say, hey, if you guys want anything, just let us know.
Yeah, that's fine. No big deal.
So I'll make sure to eat your favorite biscuit.
The Farmer, with cheese, bacon, and apple butter. Though I go apple butter on the side.
I will do that as we broadcast live right here from Better Mattress, where it's a big ticket opportunity. And again, Big Ticket 2020 brought to you by Food City. And it is a chance for you to come out here and you could be a finalist for everything that we're giving away here.
Season tickets to Tennessee football, men's and women's basketball, baseball, softball, the Knoxville Ice Bears, and the Tennessee Titans. It's a huge prize pack. And we can't wait to give it away in August. So come in. There's a text in word right next to Eric right now, along with the text number. And you text that in. We'll pick some finalists by the end of the show, or our promotions department will, and you'll be qualified for the Big Ticket 2020.
Looking forward to it, man. Be here. We'll be here till noon.
That's right. Let's take a look at the game plan.
No quarterback goes into battle without a game plan. The Eric Ainge Show looks to the sideline to kick off the drive every day with the game plan. The game plan is laid out by 42nd Street. Visit 42SD.com today.
While I don't think it's a huge deal for him going forward, Jay Graham does face some sanctions based on some things that happened to Texas A&M. It basically comes down to extra recruiting visits or extra recruiting contacts to prospects that were probably still a little, or that, not probably, that were still a few months away from being able to be contacted by coaches in person. We'll break down what those are and the sanctions that he faces coming up, but ultimately not a huge deal, and it was not a surprise to Tennessee. To be clear, they knew about this before Jay Graham was hired.
Yeah, I don't foresee it being a big deal at all.
Harold Denton from the Knoxville Football Officials Association will join us coming up at 9:30. Their golf tournament is next Friday. I'll give you some information on the tournament. They are still looking for teams to play next Friday in association with their annual media day out at Three Ridges Golf Course. So Harold will talk to us about that, as well as if you want to become an official in East Tennessee, it's a great way to get in shape and to give back to local sports and make a little money on the side. So we'll talk to Harold coming up at 9:30. This story out of Vanderbilt, Eric, Vanderbilt dismissed a player from school for sexual assault. Then the athletics department lied and said he was injured during the period that he was out, not that he had been dismissed from the program. And then they allowed him to come back to school to work out in preparation for the NFL draft and then to participate in their pro day. It's a bad look when you consider all of that. It's an even worse look when you consider the victim of his sexual assault was a football manager who they just moved to other buildings when he would come into the facility.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was all signed off on by the administrator for football, who is now Vanderbilt's new athletics director.
And isn't... What is the athletic director's name?
Candace Story.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So
not that it matters. I don't know. That's weird. Like, it's even
that a female administrator would allow you to
violate. Female administrator that would do that.
Yeah. That would allow you to do that when an athlete was dismissed from not just the team but from school due to Title IX violations. So that's big expose.
So we're going all
that.
In on Vandy today. That's always a good. Yeah. I mean, that's not the reason I want to go all in on Vandy, but I'm going to.
Yeah, but Adam Sparks of the Tennessean had an in-depth piece on that, and it was bad enough that the victim allowed herself to be named and was quoted in the piece, because those are things that you just can't do if you're a school. Mm. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we will have our best of the 2010s draft. We're each going to draft our defensive side of the football, and then later on today, I'll put those teams up on Twitter, and you'll get to vote for whose team would win our matchups for the teams of the 2010s. I did make one, as you probably saw in the email, one addendum to the rules to kind of offset the difference in schemes that Tennessee has run over the decade. So I'll tell you about that coming up. And then after we play Would You Rather in the 11 o'clock hour, there are five Power 5 schools that have never made a major bowl game. Who is most likely to break through? I was a little surprised by a couple of these teams on the list. Cam Newton says his contract with the Patriots is about respect, not about money. That's why he took less to be in that situation. I'll tell you what he said coming up as well. All that and more today on the Eric Haines Show. And that's the game plan. It's laid out for you by 42nd Street.
Yep, 42ST.com. Don't forget, if you own a business, run a business, manage a business, if you're thinking about owning, running, managing a business, these guys can help you with everything from your review system. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about a bunch today, being at Better Mattress, reviews and review how people get reviews. And that's one thing that 42nd Street can help your business with. Again, 42SD.com. Check them out online. Maybe you want a custom website. Maybe you don't fancy your business a template business, right? It's not. It's yours. It's your business. It's everything to you. Well, so should your website. That ought to be everything to you as well. Again, that is the digital version of that's how people find you. That's what people you are. What the internet says you are. At least that's what they say. So make sure the internet says good things about your business.
The Eric Haines Show rolls on next. FM 99.1, the sports animal.
Eric Ainge is the sports animal's all-time QB, even after that interception against LSU. Back to his show.
Welcome back to the Eric Ainge Show, live today from Better Mattress, 9314 Kingston Pike. That's where we're at. There's five locations. But the Better Mattress that I'm at today, right here, it's across from Home Depot, in front of Academy Sports, right into here in the same shopping center as Maple Street Biscuit Company. And Better Mattress has, I don't want to overdo it by saying changed my life. They've changed my life. Literally, the quality of sleep that I get now from the mattress that we have at our house, and we've tried different things from Chad, his stuff, Better Mattress brand, Float Collection, Cradle 2.0, different mattresses that they've that he's designed. But it has literally changed our life. You know, if you're a hot sleeper, they can change your life too with a Sub-Zero top. Right now, going on today and tomorrow, it's the 4th of July sale, and you can get a free adjustable base with your select mattress purchase. Again, there's instant rebates store-wide. They have 50% off bedding, off the clearance bedding that they have here. But there's so many different reasons to come shop at Better Mattress. And if you're looking for the organic stuff, which they have, and again, Chad's Float Line just got their USDA certification for being organic. It's a latex mattress, and it's the perfect name. It feels like you feel like you're floating. They have something for everybody. You know, I don't want to also make it seem like you can't afford it over here. Great financing options, and something for everybody. Again, come by today. You can find out the word to text in for the big ticket, and you can come feel the Sub-Zero technology they have inside there. And they're not saying that you don't have to wear a mask. They're complying with everything. I mean, they shut down when other mattress stores didn't shut down. When other people didn't want to follow the rules, Better Mattress followed the rules. Even though that wasn't what was best for business, it was what they had to do their part. So these guys have been doing their part for a long time, and I know it's made a big difference in our house. I know it has for Brian as well. Again, Better Mattress, 9314 Kings and Pike.
Jay Graham will face some penalties, most of which that he has already served, based on recruiting violations that occurred at Texas A&M. Graham and Jimbo Fisher were found guilty of committing a Level 2 violation after visiting a prospect at his school back in 2019. That prospect had not finished his junior season, meaning he could not meet with coaches on campus. You can bump into it, you can say hi, but according to the NCAA, Graham and Fisher met with the prospect in the head coach's office for 15 to 20 minutes and explicitly expressed their interest in him playing for Texas A&M. So, based on that, which Jimbo Fisher said was inadvertent, he and Jimbo Fisher both faced penalties, including reduction in their recruiting time back in January. Jay Graham's already served those penalties. The only thing he still has hanging above his head is a reduction in the recruiting activities he can do this coming fall during the fall evaluation period. And, of course, the fall evaluation period may not happen. The NCAA precedent for that is, if it doesn't happen, you've still served your penalty. See the schools that didn't get to participate in the NCAA tournament this past year, even though there wasn't an NCAA tournament. So it looks like this is basically all in his rearview mirror at this point. Tennessee was fully aware of it. The Vols released a statement yesterday saying this, quote, "During the process of hiring Jay Graham, we were made aware of the circumstances at his previous institution, and we have vetted it thoroughly in accordance with NCAA and SEC bylaws. We established and maintain extremely high confidence in Coach Graham's commitment to compliance and are proud to have him on our staff."
Obviously.
So, yeah, update from Tennessee.
I feel like level two stuff, I don't want to say it's not a big deal.
They're in the middle. Yeah. They're the middle violation.
Yeah, middle violation, but it's not a big deal as long as you acknowledge it and you don't hide from it and you don't try to actively sweep it. You know, as long as your awareness level is up and you do everything from finding out you made a level 2 violation, you know, and that's good on A&M for doing the right thing, and good on Tennessee.
Well, it's not clear that they self-reported this.
They didn't self-report. We don't know.
That's not in the report. Typically, when they do self-report, that's explicitly mentioned. This was not.
Hmm. Well,
being in the state of Texas, I think somebody probably turned them in.
That probably makes sense as well. But again, it's a level 2 deal. It's not going to mess with A&M or us or anybody. If you get enough level 2s, then I don't know how the math works on that, but enough level 2s brings eyebrows and ears up enough that maybe that turns into a level 1.
Yeah, it takes fewer level 2s to make a level 1 than it does level 3s, because the level 3s are the minor, you know, the phone call and stuff
inadvertent
like that.
Bump stuff. And
level 2 is the second largest, but ultimately this situation will turn out okay for Jay Graham. But you do have to deal with it. Graham received a 6-month show cause penalty for his role in the matter. The show cause went into effect on Thursday upon the announcement of this and will run through December 31st. He will not be allowed to participate in any off-campus recruiting activities during that stretch. So he will not be able to go out on the road and evaluate prospects or do anything like that this fall. Not every coach goes out every week, so this will be something that Tennessee will be able to easily absorb. I think Jay Graham becomes the stay with the team in the hotel on Friday night guy every week, and that's the only major change here. He certainly knows how to build relationships with prospects over the phone and over Zoom because, well, the last 3 months have shown that for Tennessee. So
I think it would.
Ultimately, this isn't a huge setback for one of Tennessee's primary recruiters.
No, it'll be all right.
656-9900, if you want to join us. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk to Harold Denton. He's with the Knoxville Football Officials Association. They have their big media day and golf tournament coming up next Friday. They are also looking for officials this fall. If you want to get into officiating high school games, Harold's got the information for you. We'll talk to him next on the Eric Haines Show.
The great thing about sports is it never stops. Here's another 60-second sports minute on the Sports Animal.
A pair of East Tennessee natives are atop the leaderboard following round one of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. That's Oak Ridge native Scott Stallings tied for the lead at 7-under, while Jefferson County High School graduate Peter Malnati is one back of the lead at 6-under. Tennessee running backs coach Jay Graham has been hit with a 6-month show cause by the NCAA for penalties committed while a member of Jimbo Fisher's staff at Texas A&M. Graham, who has already served minor punishment while still with the Aggies, will be banned from all off-campus recruiting activities for the fall 2020 contact period. Fisher at Texas A&M was also hit with a 6-month show cause as he and Graham had impermissible contact with the recruits. Fisher was forced to serve a 9-day ban on phone calls, emails, texts with prospects back in January. Texas A&M was fined $5,000 as a result and placed on probation after also found guilty of exceeding activity time limits for multiple weeks in the spring and summer of 2018. With your midday sports updates, I'm Eric Kane.
Hey, I'm Ball for Life, Bobby Scott, and we're counting it down. It's just
64 days until
it's football time in Tennessee.
This Sports Radio WNML countdown to kickoff is brought to you by Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Find out more at tvacreditunion.com.
Go on!
Welcome back to the Eric Haines Show on the Sports Animal, right here live today at 9314 Kingston Pike at Better Mattress. Again, you can stop by and you can register for the Big Ticket 2020, a chance to win season tickets to Tennessee football, basketball, baseball, softball, the Titans, the Ice Bears. So many things you can win here. Again, limit one entry per remote per household. Must be 18 to participate, but all you have to do is stop by to the Big Ticket 2020, brought to you by Food City. And you'll find out the word to say and the number to text it to. And it's really, really easy. And that's all you have to do. And then you can shop for your new mattress with their 4th of July sale.
Yeah, absolutely. A great opportunity for you to get out and enjoy one of our partners. And we're both sleeping better on better mattresses right now. We go now to the Stanley Fence and Gates Hotline, where we welcome in a good friend of the program, Harold Denton from the Knoxville Football Officials Association. Big golf tournament and media day coming up next Friday at Three Ridges. Harold, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How you doing, brother? Good to talk to you.
Hey, we're doing great. We won't be able to be out there next week because of some rules with getting out and being in large groups for our company, but you guys are going to be, once again, having the media day that is really the kickoff to the high school football season. How long have you been putting on media day and the scholarship golf tournament?
This will be the 14th media day we run and the 38th scholarship golf tournament we run. And, yes, we're going to be safe. We're asking media, football players and coaches and everybody to wear masks. We want to take care of folks. Obviously, if they're outside, they will be distanced too. So we're expecting not only a big sports day, it's nice to have live sports going on, but with the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association having a board of control meeting and a decision made on the 8th, this is not just a sports event, this is a news event now.
Absolutely.
Harold, as you get ready for media days and everything, you know, it's always I hate that we can't be there, but it's always been fun getting to talk to all the high school kids, getting ready for their senior year. I mean, what's one of the messages that you would – what's one of the things you expect to hear with all the uncertainty that's still going on? I mean, as we sit here, I mean, obviously you just mentioned it'll be a news day, but reacting to that news. What do you think the vibe is going to be amongst the coaches and players?
Well, there's always excitement there because, one, it's a new season. This, we think the media day is the unofficial kickoff of the high school season. Albeit September 18th this year, rather than mid-August, it'll go forward. And the number one question is going to be asked to coaches. Well, coach, what does the decision, what effect does this have on your school, your players, and all this kind of stuff? It's going to be a huge day.
It also is a huge day for your scholarship fund because it is the golf tournament, and if you still want to get in on the golf tournament, 201-9396 to talk to Joe and get set up for the golf tournament. You have teams are $400. If you just are somebody who wants to come out and play, it's only $100. But this is your big fundraiser for your organization that does a lot for scholarships, not just for football players, but for those associated with high school football.
Well, that's a huge point. Our focus is football players, managers, cheerleaders, and trainers. And we've had all that have won. In fact, this past year, Northview Academy won its first scholarship. And it's not a paltry amount. Five grand goes a long ways for a kid's scholarship, helping them with aid. And that we gave two of them this year. And this is a football officiating group that absolutely believes in giving back to the community.
And you guys have done that over the years with giving out those scholarships. But you guys are a great group. And you're looking for people to join that group as football officials if you want to get involved in football this fall and beyond.
Absolutely. You know, we always have some attrition. You know, unlike high school or college when you played sports, you generally had 4 years of eligibility. Well, obviously you have a whole lot longer when you're officiating, and you can officiate as long as you can move and think the game and participate and give back. And, you know, we have some officials that are still in their 60s that you would think have an ever-ready bunny battery rocking in their bodies, and they can still rock and roll with the best of them. And, guys, it's always a 50-yard line seat. The nice thing about this part-time job is you get paid for it, and you get paid handsomely.
And you get to enjoy being a part of high school football. But and if you've ever sat and yelled at the officials on TV, it's a good lesson to actually see what it takes to get the job done.
Well, it is. One of our most fun recent experiences has been we invited media last spring to get involved with actively getting on the field and getting a feel for it. You know, it's not as easy as it looks. And one of your friends, Mark Packer, participated in spring practice down at Farragut last year. And he felt like a British traffic cop with his hands, much less not to doing with the whistle. And all of a sudden, Mark, instead of being our biggest critic, has become one of our biggest fans.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it?
It's hard. I mean, officiating football games is really, really, really hard. It's really hard, especially at the level where you don't have the crutch of review. Right, Harold?
Well, it is, and that's what I do too. But remember, we have opportunities, and we have a lot of games we're working with, kids' games. These are city parks and recreation, county parks and recreation games at Shumpert and at Tarleton. And those kids don't know enough about the game not to commit fouls. Well, it's great practice for officials, and you learn. It takes a while to move from that basis of being a spectator or a couch potato and knowing everything about football to getting on the grass. And now you've got to think and react to what you see, and are you as good as that moment? That's the same thing as a player. Were you as good as a moment, as good as that particular play to interpret what was going on and block who you had to? Now we've got to see if there was a foul, was not a foul, was there advantage, disadvantage. Hey, it's a cool avocation, guys. It really is.
If people want to get in contact with you on the golf tournament, can you run through that information again? And then also, if they're interested in becoming a football official and working with you this fall and beyond?
Well, the best singular site we have for most information, we have a Facebook page like everybody, I guess, in the world. And they can go to KFOA, and it's Knoxville Football Officials Association. The information of who to get in contact with on the golf is there. The information on who to get in contact with football officiating is there. And yes, if football starts, we need more whistles to get the games. And it takes, honestly, it takes like everything else, nobody ever rode a bicycle the first time most of the time. It takes a while to learn the art of officiating. Hey, we're happy when anybody goes to the game and sees the game and doesn't even notice the officials. Obviously, that doesn't always happen, but it takes a while to learn that art of officiating.
And it's not just you're not just officiating high school games, but you guys provide officials all the way down to the youth level, right?
Absolutely. We go from youth level, grass cutters and all that kind of stuff, a lot of weekend jamborees to Friday night lights. And honestly, that is the pinnacle, and it's a hoot. You know, I've been involved with football officiating this year for roughly 50 years, and it's the most, hey, I enjoyed playing, but I also enjoy officiating.
Well, Harold, we really appreciate you giving us some of your time this morning. I really wish we could be out there next Friday, but you've already given me the date for next year, so it's on our calendar for next year, and we'll be there for it. I can assure you of that. Good luck with the tournament and certainly with the media day. We look forward to hearing all the news that comes out of it because that will be probably the first time people will get to react to that TSSAA decision next week.
Well, it will be, and we think it's a huge news event. By the way, if folks are folks from meaning sponsors are interested, we've still got some opportunities for that kind of thing, so they can still contact us too.
Check out KFOA on Facebook, and we'll run through the phone number coming up here in just a few minutes as well.
Harold, give them Joe's number for golf too, please. Thank you.
Will do. Harold, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Good deal. Thanks, Brian.
That is Harold Denton from the Knoxville Football Officials Association. Eric, they do so much good in the community, not just from the perspective of accurately calling those Friday night games, but also the scholarship fund and just trying to get out and help people in this community.
100%, man. And it really is. It's hard to get guys to want to be officials right now. And it really is a fun thing to do. You know, like I was talking to my dad when I was in Oregon just a couple weeks ago about how much fun he used to have as a summer job being an umpire in baseball games. And little kids saw baseball and softball. I was like, what you did back then. But kids don't grow up doing that now. And so because you don't grow up doing that now, officiating is not something that a lot of people get into. And so getting that next generation into it, if you love football, there's no better way to love football than to immerse yourself in officiating the game.
And once again, if you're interested in the golf tournament next Friday, lunch will be served at noon. Shotgun start at 1 o'clock at Three Ridges Golf Course, and that's next Friday, July 10th. Single person can get on the course for $100. If you have a team of four, it's $400. A great deal and a great cause to support next Friday. I know a lot of us have missed out on playing in some fun charity golf tournaments this summer and this spring. This one is on, and it's ready to go. And you can contact Joe Hemphill, 865-201-9396, 865-201-9396, or check out the Knoxville Football Officials Association Facebook page. All the information on the tournament and how to become an official in East Tennessee. Welcome back on the Eric Haynes Show. Vanderbilt is in some hot water next, and for a good reason. That's on the other side, on the Eric Haynes Show on the Sports Animal.
Hey.
The adjustable base got a bad name when we were kids because it was the only adjustable bases were the ones that ran on the commercials for old people on the game show channel. That's not it anymore. A adjustable base.
The old people on the game
the
show
channel.
The game show network stays on at my house.
Well, this was back in the day. I'm talking there, when there wasn't a channel, you just had them come on all the time. Anyway, it makes a huge difference. It's made a huge difference for me during allergy season. You have your head tilted up just a little bit, which means that your head drains at night. You don't end up in a pool of your stuffiness. So the adjustable base, huge, huge difference.
Yep.
Thanks, Better Mattress, for having us out here today. Vanderbilt has stepped in it, Eric. They have a former football player who was dismissed from school after having been found by the school's Title IX office as having sexually assaulted a fellow student. He was dismissed from school. However, and then it happened in the middle of the football season. Vanderbilt said that he was injured and didn't mention the fact that he was dismissed from the program and dismissed from school. He was allowed back on campus to work out for the NFL draft, and then he was allowed to go through Vanderbilt's pro day, again, months after he had been dismissed from the school. The aggravating factor in all this is, if all that wasn't bad enough, his victim was a Vanderbilt football manager, and when he would come into the facility, they just asked her to go to a different athletic building.
And it's not like that just kind of happened just like randomly. It was signed off on by the athletic director.
She was the administrator for football at the time, Candace Story. But she signed off on the plan, and she's now the athletics director at Vanderbilt. Leadership at the university has spoken out against that, saying that Vanderbilt spokesperson Princeton Lewis, who speaks on behalf of the university, not the athletic department, said allowing the student-athlete to participate in Pro Day was inappropriate and was a result of university policies not being, quote, adequately communicated, unquote. In a series of posts on Twitter back a couple of weeks ago, Candace Lee said, the athletics director, wrote, "I can say with the utmost confidence that sexual assault and sexual misconduct are not issues we ignore. My commitment and that of our coaches, staff, and student athletes to addressing these issues is as firm as ever," unquote. That does not seem to be the case.
Well, I mean, you can say whatever you want if you actively go out and do the opposite, then I don't know, call me old school. I watch what you do, not what you say. If you don't say anything, then we just watch what you do, right? I mean, but what you do is what matters.
The player Charles Wright was expelled from school and dismissed from the team. Since Vanderbilt is not a public school, the fact that he was expelled from the school was not made public. Derek Mason, in news conferences, continued to cite injury as the reason Wright missed the final eight games of the 2018 season. As of this week, Vanderbilt's official website still said, quote, "a leg injury ended his season," unquote. That information was deleted from the website on Monday.
That's brutal, dude. I mean, like, that makes Butch Jones covering up a concussion with a lower extremity injury look like child's play.
Mm-hmm. He was then allowed to return to campus and work out in preparation for the NFL draft.
That's crazy. Okay, that's crazy to me. Like, I don't care that they're a private university. Like, it should be against, call it state law. At least, if you're expelled for sexual assault, you don't get to come back to campus to try to further your football career.
And he was denied his degree that he would have gotten in the spring of 2019, but he still got to work out at Vanderbilt's Pro Day on March 12th, 2019.
Yeah, that just, I don't know, maybe communication is one of the main problems over there, but here's the deal. Their university, literally, their job is communication.
Meanwhile,
if they're bad at it, it's the only thing they can't be bad at.
Meanwhile, the victim, who is a student manager, was assigned to work Pro Day by Vanderbilt Athletics and then was, on the day of, moved to a different building to accommodate Wright's participation in the event. The victim, who was named by the Tennessean at her request, said, quote, "I felt really betrayed. Not a single person was looking out for me. No one ever apologized."
I loved that she didn't back down from it and that she requested her name be in it.
Yeah.
What a strong woman, dude. That's awesome. I mean, like, as a dad of two young girls, 7 and 1, I cannot fathom being that girl's father. And knowing this is happening, I just don't know how that, like, I would just never I mean, you know from working with me that I would could never be muzzled, but I could definitely never be muzzled. I would. I don't care what position that kid played. I don't care how big he was or how strong he was. None of that would matter to me. You'd have to get a restraining order to keep me away from that kid.
Well, absolutely. It is noted in the story, and it's important to note, no charges were ever filed against him, though the university's Title IX investigation based on interviews and text messages and interviews with several people that were present the night of the incident found that there was enough evidence to expel him from school.
Expel him and keep him from getting his degree.
The DA's office in Nashville did not elect to file charges against him, though that was the desire of the victim at the time. They declined to press charges based on the same information that Vanderbilt used to expel him from school. So that's in the story. That is important to note that he was not charged with a crime after a review by the DA's office, but
I don't care.
There was a lot of evidence that said this happened. But on Vanderbilt, you cannot allow somebody who's been expelled from school for sexual assault to come back and be a part of your pro day, and you certainly shouldn't be covering up why somebody was not on the team and saying he was injured when he had been expelled from school.
I mean, it'd be one thing if there was an accusation, and then they looked into it, and maybe there was a they couldn't tell, or there wasn't enough information to expel him, or something like that. Then you let him back on, you know. Even that would be a little weird. You're going, well, it wasn't like there wasn't any information. There just wasn't enough information. They expelled the kid, and they let him back on to go to pro day, and they just asked her to go to another. Like, that's the most sexist, demeaning thing that I can't. I don't know. Maybe Candace Story is going to be a good athletic director, but she was a terrible administrator for football.
Yeah. If this is any indication,
if that's any indication, I'm sorry.
And I think this puts more pressure on Derek Mason ahead of a season where everybody feels like he is on the hot seat. To have this story come out right before it is just an awful look.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want Derek Mason to lose his job. But it's for the same reason that South Carolina fans wore Keep Butch shirts.
Even though
South Carolina couldn't beat Butch.
Even though Vanderbilt had some success against Tennessee under Derek Mason, just go ahead. Keep him. I feel good about that matchup.
They won't anytime soon.
We'll come back. Hour number two, we will draft our defensive players of the 2010s next.
Hey-o.
On the Eric Gaines Show, live from Better Mattress on the Sports Animal.